Praise God, he is absolutely always good. Looking forward to what he's going to share with us this evening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to share your word with these, your people today. I thank you that revelation knowledge is flowing freely, unhindered and unrestricted by satanic forces or demonic hindrances, Lord. I ask that you think to my mind, speak to my vocal cords. You know the needs of these, your people today, not I. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, as you can see, we're going to have part three of the keys of effective prayer. We're going to talk about the three steps to prayer success. Three steps to prayer success. So let's get right on in to it. Praise God. Alrighty, section one, understanding prayer of petition. We're going to go and talk about that just a little bit more, then I'll give you the three steps, and then I'm going to give you a sample prayer petition form. So, alrighty, so let's start with the working definition of a petition from the Webster's Dictionary. As I shared, a petition is a formal written request made to an authority. Usually signed, usually signed or presented to ask for a specific action, decision, or change. You know, when the Lord first gave me this revelation years ago, I envisioned, you know, when I would have to work, when I was working for Cincinnati Bell, actually, I would have to put a petition or a requisite for resources that I needed, tools and things of that nature, and equipment. And so they provided it for us. So whatever I needed, I just filled out a form, boom, they prepared it, and I went to the warehouse and picked it up. You know, prayer is the same way. It's you just put your petition in. It's already been provided in heaven's warehouse, and he actually manifests it in the earth. Alrighty, so from a biblical perspective, a prayer petition is a prayer where you ask God for a specific need, desire, or, you know, personal request, desire, according to his word, in the name of Jesus. You're asking in the name of Jesus, and I said, it's based on what Jesus has already provided for us. All the blessings is based on Jesus. Okay. So this prayer request, our prayer petition, it is not vague or just general. It can be general, but it's not vague. I mean, it gets to the point. It's clear, direct, and rooted in your faith that God loves you. So it's got to be rooted in faith that God loves you. And this is important. And all parties involved. We serve a God that cares about everybody. And we got to get that. He even loves the sinner. They're enemies with God in their own mind. So we always have to remember that God has everyone in their best interests at heart. You know, even the sinner. He cares about the sinners. Amen? Mm-hmm. So always remember that. You got to have love in your heart to pray. And you have to have love for everybody. So now let's look at some scriptures that define a prayer petition. So in Philippians 4:6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. How? By prayer and supplication. And it says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Supplication here means petition. You look it up in the translation that it was translated in the Greek. It actually means petition, specific requests. Why thanksgiving? Because we know we're going to get it. Yeah. That's why it's thanksgiving. We just go to him with thanksgiving. Because whatever we ask for, we get. Provided it's within the boundaries of his word, based on what Jesus has provided for us. He's going to say yes. So in 1 John 5:14-15, it reads, now this is the confidence. You see that? It says this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we've asked anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, if we know he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we, look what it says, have the petition that we have asked of him. And as I said, what Jesus has done for us is God's will for us. Always remember that. What Jesus has done for us is God's will for us. I want to say that again so that we get that rooted in our heart and our minds. It becomes a reality. What Jesus has done for us is God's will for us. So you should never struggle with God's will. Find out what Jesus has done for you, and then you know what God's will is for you. All righty. Continue with section one, understanding prayers of petition. I want to share some bullet points to keep this in mind as we proceed forward. God honors his word, particularly everything Jesus has already provided for us. Again, God honors his word, particularly everything that Jesus has already, key words I'm saying here, already provided. So find the scriptures, find the scripture and ask him for it. So we always ask God for what his word says, particularly what Jesus has done for us. That's what guarantees that prayer to be answered. So when we ask, or when you pray according to the word, you are praying according to God's will. I know I'm saying the same thing different ways, but that's how you get it rooted in your heart. So it becomes a reality in your heart, and you live by that inward reality of that truth. So what Jesus, again, has done for us is God's will for us. So when you stand on what Jesus has already accomplished, heaven responds. Again, when you stand on the word, stand on what Jesus has already accomplished for you, heaven responds. Heaven backs that up. All righty. That is why a successful prayer life begins with the word. You don't guess, hope, or wonder. Okay? You know, because it's based on the word. You find the scripture and you ask God for it. You ask him for the scripture. Because he has already promised to do it if you ask. He honors his word. Well, Jesus is the word. So I like to keep it simple, straight to the point. I ask God for Jesus, and he always gives me Jesus. Because God so loved the world that he gave Jesus, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish. I keep it simple. All righty. Continue with section two, three steps to the prayer of success. Three steps to the prayer to prayer success. Three steps to prayer success. Alrighty, the three steps to prayer success. And I want to read this. This is important. It is not a formula or a set of rules. They are simply principles that help people understand how prayer works and how to stay consistent until answers come. Okay, that's what this is about. I'm sharing. God also looks at the heart. So when we pray, he's looking at our heart. Okay? Every person is different, and things like wrong motives, unforgiveness, or refusing to let God deal with a personal struggle can block answers. This is important. I want to read that again. Okay? God also looks at our heart when we're praying. Okay? Every person is different. Every circumstance is different in a person's life. Maybe similar, but everyone has their own little different twists and circumstances in their life. Okay. The things like wrong motives. So things like wrong motives, unforgiveness, and refusing. This is important. Refusing to let God deal with a personal struggle can block the answer. It will hinder him from answering your prayer. So, James talks about this in James 4, where it says you ask amiss. All righty. These steps are meant to make prayer easier to understand. OK, so what I'm going to share with you, these steps are simply made are to make things easier for you to understand and not replace the need for a right heart, faith, or obedience. I'll say it again. It's not to replace the need. You got to have the right heart, you got to have faith, and you got to have obedience. Okay. In other words, and I want to say, you got to be living godly. You know, that's just the way it is, man. All righty. Ungodliness. I told you, godliness is the prerequisite to the blessings. You got to be living godly. All righty. Number one, This is step number one. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. So step number one is to believe that you will receive whatsoever things you desire when you pray. You have to believe that before you pray it. See, a lot of people pray, but they're not believing that they're going to receive. God can do anything but fail. I know God can, but you got to believe that he will honor his word when you pray his word. That's why I keep saying it over again. You're praying the scriptures and asking God for his word. That's what he said he would honor. So whatever desire we have, we find a scripture that goes in line with that desire we have. He will not withhold any good thing from us. Right. Are you understanding that? But we still need to have scripture, because that's what he's manifesting the reality of that word in your life. Praise God. Alrighty. In Mark 11:24, it says, what sort of things you ask when you pray, it says, believe that you receive them and you might get them. You know what that say?
You will.
It says you will have them.
Amen.
Don't say you might have them. The scripture, and this is Jesus talking. I didn't put it in red, but Jesus said this. Jesus said, you will have them. Have them. You will have them. They're going to become a reality in your life. Okay? All righty. Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord. Under the new covenant, who's the Lord?
Jesus.
Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Glory to God. So Jesus is the Lord. So when we focus, when we delight in the Lord, when we delight in Jesus, glory to God. God gives us the desires of our heart. Alrighty. 1 John 5:14-15 says, when we ask anything according to his will, anything according to his will, man, we're going to see this scripture intertwine in this a lot. That 1 John 5:14-15 is a strong, strong scripture that you got to get in your spirit. If we ask anything according to his will, most Christians still struggle. What's the will of God? Jesus is the will of God for you.
Yes.
So if you're not hearing what Jesus has done for you, that's why you're struggling with the will of God for you. All right. So if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. We know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. When we asked him. See, that's what your faith stands on. Pardon me. All righty. So we have the petitions, more than one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All righty. That's a double slide. My fault. All right. Number two. Ask God for his word with a heart of thanksgiving. So step number two, you ask God for his word with a heart of thanksgiving. You ask God for his word. Listen to what I'm saying. You ask God for his word. Glory to God. So when we pray, we're asking him for his word. So that means you should have a word that you're meditating on. Glory to God. Yeah, this is a good time to share this. You have a word that you're meditating on. Okay? And this is going to make sense today as we get into this. This is where we're going to start getting into some practical teachings, practical applications of how. It's one thing to tell a person what they should be doing and, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that. It's a whole nother ball game when you get the instructions on how to do it. When you get the applicable or application teachings that you can apply in your life to get the results. And that's what we're going to start going into. And it's going to help so many people. So I'm excited about that. Anyway, I want to show you the scripture here. Because I made a statement about how, then we'll go up, come back to Philippians 4:6, how you should be meditating on the word. Because we're talking about number two is ask God for his word, right? So that means you have to have a word that you should be standing on or meditating on so you can obtain his word. So I'm going to pull up this here. I'm going to go to, we're going to go to Psalms 5. Psalms 5. Praise God. Psalms 5. And in Psalms, oh, I went to Job. We don't want to go to Job right now. Job. well, I say Psalms 5. And we're just going to start at verse 1. All righty. Praise thy Lord. And let me stick this up on the screen so our viewing audience on the stream or whoever decides to look at it later can see. All righty. Notice what it says here. Isn't this powerful? Glory be to God. It says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Man, is that not powerful? Let me go ahead and want to highlight this. Praise the Lord. Isn't that awesome? It says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditations. Your meditation should be the word that you're standing on to believe what you are asking for or what you're going to ask for. So we're going to really do some practicals, as I said, and we'll come back and reinforce this. But you even do this after you've made the prayer. You go back to that scripture and you meditate on that scripture. That's why scriptures are very important. So he says, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. So he's been meditating on the word. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you are meditating on the word, what's going to come out of your heart is the word. Say it again. If you're meditating on the word, what's going to come out of your heart is the word. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the mouth is speaking. So what comes out of a person's mouth is what they've been meditating on in their heart. So if no word is coming out of your mouth, it's because you're not meditating on any word. So when the enemy puts you in the faith fight, and we're going to talk about that at the end, you don't have no word to come out of your mouth. You just prayed and asked for something, but you don't believe you're going to receive it because you didn't meditate on it first in your heart. And as you meditate on it in your heart, that word is written on your heart. It becomes a part of you. And that's what I was talking about when we did the teaching on living from the inside out. You got to live from the word that's on the inside, and then it comes out of your mouth. And when you believe that word, the word believe has power. Your faith in that word is what activates that word. So faith in that word is what activates the word. And the only way that you can get faith in the word is you got to meditate on the word. And as that meditation, you meditate on that word becomes real or becomes flesh. It becomes a reality. It becomes what you believe. And so when the enemy tries to squeeze you, glory to God, negative words don't come out of you. When he tries to have a hissy fit or squeeze you, the word come out. Yeah. See, just because you can tell, just because you have the word in your head, don't mean you believe it in your heart. And the truth comes out, like when the enemy tried to squeeze on you, or problem squeeze you, like a toothpaste tube that squeeze out. Well, if the word ain't coming out, that's because the word ain't in. You gotta get that word on the inside, and that's because you gotta meditate on the word. So he says, consider my meditations, and then he says, give heed to the voice of my cry, my King, my God. Look what he says: for to you I will pray. Glory to God. So to be effective in prayer, you got to meditate on that word. Amen? That's what I want you to see. So a lot of people don't understand this process because you got to have faith before you pray. And most people don't have any faith because they're not meditating on the scripture that they're standing on to get the answer. All right, so now let's go back to this. So in Philippians 4:6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. with thanksgiving, it says, let your request be made known to God. Man, how many times are we going to look at this? We're going to look at this a lot. So you're asking God for the word with a heart of thanksgiving. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. Don't be worried about anything. But with everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So if a person needs help, they should be meditating on scriptures that promises God's help, deliverance, and protection. Am I making sense to you? So supplication, again, here means petition, specific request, with thanksgiving, because you know you're going to get it. So in 1 John 11, 41 through 42, it says, and Jesus, this is important, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Do you see that? Glory to God. That thing should do something in your spirit. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. So you ask with thanksgiving. And I know that you, look what he says here, you always hear me. So Jesus said this at the tomb of Lazarus, Lazarus' tomb, right before raising him from the dead. I'm going to drop this out on you. When you believe that word, you command it to come forth. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I command it to come forth. Because the devil's going to try to hold it up. And so you get into what's called warfare prayer. And, you know, we're going to take a little time because of this prayer. Because we got to get results. And prayer is priority to get results. All right? And knowing how to pray. And so that's why we're starting with your personal things first. Personal things first. And then you can start having warfare prayer and ministry for deliverance for people from the hand of the enemy. All right. The third thing I want to share is time, because I want to be here. I want this to be short because it's instructional. The third thing is say that you have it according to the word. So the third thing you must do in three steps to prayer success is once you've asked God for it, you say you have it according to the word of God, according to the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. We look not at the things that are not seen, but we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen will be changed by the things that are not seen. What we don't see in the natural is the word that we believe. But the word that we believe and ask for is going to change the circumstance, or it's going to manifest. Are you saying? So how do I look at the things that are not seen? I look at that word, yeah, and I meditate on the word, and I get an image of that reality or having it in my life because God said I would. So that thing's simple. See yourself with the word of God. See yourself walking in. See yourself having it. That's why people struggle with living right. They don't know how to live right because they don't focus on living right scriptures and see themselves living right. Because no one's teaching the principles of how to do it. What you meditate on is what becomes a reality in your life. So if you want to change the way you live, and you're going to have to change what you meditate on. And they're going to have to show you scriptures because it's called word power. Word power. The scriptures is the power of God. Upholds all things by the power of his word, the word of his power. You understand what I'm saying? So it's word power. 30. Okay, let me move on. Oh my God, we're back at this scripture again? How many times are you going to go to this scripture? This is a good scripture. I just want to stay right there on it. So you say that you have it according to the word of the Lord. Well, this is why this scripture is so powerful. This scripture contains the secret to successful prayer. It has all three elements in it. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him. What? If we ask, according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, look, we know that we have the petition that we ask of him. You see that? There it is. So all you got to do is say, thank you, Lord. So almost every prayer will be, now after you've done that, I want you to understand that almost every prayer will be contested. Excuse me, I didn't mean to hit that. Every prayer will be contested by the enemy. That's why we have to say we have the petition. We have to say that we have it. We must say that it is so according to the word of God. Why? Because the enemy's going to contest it. Okay? The devil's going to seek to get you out of faith by throwing at you what I call a hissy fit. I talked about hissy fit Sunday. You know, the devil throws hissy fits, problems and circumstances, storms in your life. Once you start believing God and praying God and asking God to honor his word in your life, it seems like everything goes backwards. Those are called retaliating spirits. And I taught about that, and I'm looking forward to getting back to that lesson again on volume 2 of Take It All Back. Anyway, retaliating spirits attack you when you seek to live right. You start asking for things in prayer. Those are retaliating spirits. Those are evil spirits that are angry trying to get you out of faith because they don't want you to manifest Jesus in your life. They don't want Jesus to be manifested in your life. So you get into what's called a faith fight. But the problems show up because that's the devil having the hissy fit. That means your answer is coming. Remember Daniel when he prayed? There was a war in the heavenlies to get his answer to them. And that's what you got to understand. There's a spiritual battle taking place to get your natural blessings in the earth. Glory to God. That's under the anointing. There's a spiritual battle taking place to get the natural blessings, your natural blessings into the earth. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So God is moving and causing things to happen. So there's a war to get your blessings to you. That's why God gets angry when you don't stand in faith. He done sent all these angels out to cause things to happen for you, and you didn't quit on him. I quit on him. But I didn't understand the battle. So when he taught me the battle, I said, oh yeah, all I got to do is stand. Having done all, stand therefore. We're going to win the battle. You just got to stand. Are you listening to me? Your faith is like accelerator, like placing your foot on the accelerator. If you stop believing, you're taking your foot off the accelerator. Eventually, the car is going to stop moving. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to stay in faith. You got to keep the accelerator going. You got to keep pressing forward in faith, not struggle. Faith, and faith sits and rests and says it is so. All righty, praise God. All righty. So the Bible tells us to fight the good fight of faith, right? And lay hold on eternal life. This is in 1 Timothy 6:12. So you have to lay hold to eternal life. This means you must actively take hold of everything that Jesus has already provided for you. You're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. If you want the promises of God in your life, you're going to have to be willing to fight for them. And he teaches your hands the war. Man, I've been wanting to do this for a while. He teaches your fingers to fight. He teaches your fingers to fight. Take your fingers and let your fingers do the walking. Do the pages of the Bible. Remember that? The yellow pages. Let your fingers do the walking and let the word do the talking. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He teaches your fingers to fight and your hands to war. Glory to God. Take this word, which is the sword of the Spirit, meditate on it and say it is so. Speak that scripture. Well, this is a good teaching, man. Y'all better stop letting the devil stop y'all from getting this simplicity. It's the simplicity that works. Eternal life is not only living forever. It includes every blessing, promise, and victory that Jesus has won through his death, burial, and resurrection. Everything he has done for us is part of our eternal life in Christ. And faith is how we reach out and take hold of it. So he's blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And he's blessed us with everything that pertains to life and godliness, right? In this earth, there's things we need in this natural earth. And he's already provided for us. And so we're going to have to be willing to fight the good fight of faith to get into our promises, just like Israel had to fight to get into the promised land, where Jesus is our promised land rest. So you're going to have to learn how to labor to rest, fight the good fight of faith, and trust God to manifest the blessings that Jesus has provided for us. But you have to keep your accelerator of faith going. You have to stay in faith, and you have to fight the good fight of faith. So your prayer is being answered once you ask. There's a war that's taking place to get your blessings into the earth. And I think I talked about this where sometimes he'll take you the scenic route to get to your blessings. You know, you might ask for something, and it may be a year down the road. That in heavenly places, there's times and seasons for certain manifestations in your life. Okay? You know, I'm believing God for a house. Okay, it may not fall out the sky, you know, tomorrow. But in 3 years from now, it may. Through faith and patience, you receive the promises of God. So don't give up. Your needs are guaranteed to be met because you need them now. But your personal desires, it may take a few months, depending on what it is. Or it may take a few years. And so if you don't have the patience to stand and trust God and periodically, you know, thanking for it when you go through your prayer manual, your prayer journal. All righty. Because now I want to talk about getting into fellowshipping with the Lord through your prayer journal too. Anyway, our fellowship journal. You should have prayer journals and fellowship journals. Your fellowship journals is where you fellowship with Him and you allow Him to deal with areas that He's dealing with secretly, because you got the robe of righteousness on, you're on Team Jesus, but He's always doing a secret work on the inside of everybody that's saved. We're being conformed into the image of Christ. Glory to God. Alrighty. Alright, so let me finish this up here. It says, now, I'm going to break this down simple. The three steps is believe, ask, and say. So that's the way I break it down. There's only three things I need to do. I just need to believe, ask, and say. So that means I need to believe. And that believe is all inclusive of I believe what Jesus has done for me. I believe in who I am in Jesus. I believe in what Jesus has provided for me, and I believe that I have it because Jesus has provided me. And then I believe that I get it before I pray. So I believe. So first you got to believe. You got to believe what Jesus has done for you. You got to believe in Jesus. You got to believe that you're going to get it before you even pray. You got to believe that you'll get it when you pray, before you pray. I got to say it again. You got to believe that you will get it before you pray. And you got to believe that you have it already because the blood of Jesus is paid for it. So the believing part, everything starts with number one. You got to believe, and you got to believe those core things. Two is you got to ask. You have not because you ask not. You got to ask in Jesus' name. I didn't get in all that, but just keep it simple. You got to ask. So believe, ask. Next thing, you got to say what? You got to say it's so. You got to say I have it. You got to say I have it. Where is it at? I don't know where it's at, but I have it. Where it's going to come from? I don't know where it's going to come from, but I have it. Because now he'll begin to give you some, getting a little ahead of myself, but you got to say you have it. Okay, and so we'll talk a little bit more on how to hold fast to the manifestations of your answer prayers. So now, don't complicate the simplicity of this. You got to believe, you got to ask, and you got to say. You got to say it is so, you got to say that you have it, even though that you don't see where it's going to come from. That's why it's called faith. It's trust. I don't know where it's going to come from, but I believe it is so because the word says so. Amen. According to the word, it is so. All right. All right, well, let's finish up on this. I want to do a example of a prayer petition request. This is just an example. You can get your own little pen and paper. Somebody use that. Some people use that. Or you can get a tablet, you know, and I use my tablet, and I've got programs that I kind of take notes on my tablet that you can make. I'm going to do that one time where I have little, what do they call those things that you got right there you're writing on? Notebook? Yeah, notebook. So it creates a little notebooks. My tablet has a little program that creates notebooks, and I name the tablet, you know, the little notebook. And so I go through that journal, or if it's prayer, I'll put a picture up. But there's many resources that is out there to help you do this. So basically, the simplicity of it is, you know, I just call it a prayer petition request form. That's the way it hit my spirit when God dealt with me years ago about this. And so then, you know, of course, you should put your name. If you want to put your name on, you know, it's yours. But this is just, or it would be yours personally. But I'm just using it as an example. Who's that, Tanya? Yes. So this is Tanya. And so you put the date on it. You put a date on it because your dates is very important. Okay. the day that you ask, so that you don't keep asking amiss. Because once you ask one time, now you got to stay in faith. And I struggle with this. I listened to Fred Price doing some teaching on when he had cancer, a little cancer spot. And he prayed one time and I told God, I said, I'm struggling. And God gave me the revelation of it. So anyway, you pray one time, and then the next prayer, which is communication with God or fellowship with God, you say thank you. And you praise and worship him for it. And then you also go into what's called warfare prayer. So hang on with me. You'll understand what I mean by warfare prayer as we continue to do this study on practical application of, basically getting your prayers answers, the keys to effective prayer. All right. So you do that, right? Let's move on. So then, what do you want? This is kind of simple. What do you want? What do you need? What do you desire? You have to already know that going in mind before you even get ready to pray. Sit down and meditate and think. You know, sometimes I'll just journal some things down. Lord, I really desire this, this thing. I haven't even prayed yet. I'm just fellowshipping with him. Because once I pray that prayer petition, that thing becomes formal. It's formal now between me, God, and heaven. So I'm not going to pray about it no more the same way. Is that making sense? Well, I hope it's making sense to you. And we're going to talk about this because this is not something that you just got to hear one time. We're going to do this all year, and we're going to get answers, and then we're going to write down the date that it was answered, and you know, and we're going to see miracle working power of God manifesting his word. God's a spirit, so when God answers, he has to answer it through something miraculous in this natural realm. Grace, favor, miracle. All right. So now, be specific and detailed as you can. So when you first start doing this, you might not be as detailed and specific because you're just learning. So say that you need a car. Well, it's like, I just need a nice, good transportation car. So it might not be detailed, like the make, the model. Lord, I just need a good running car. Well, then put that down that I can afford, you know, because that might be where your faith is at. Okay? So always keep your faith honest. Lord, this is what I can believe you for. But, you know, stretch yourself a little bit. All right? Anyway. So now, I got this here. It says, you would write something like this. Example, I am asking the Lord to bless me with a pre-owned black 2017 Cadillac CTS in excellent condition, low miles, clean interior, reliable engine, and affordable insurance and maintenance. I desire a vehicle that is safe, dependable, and a blessing to my daily life. Okay? So this is a person that's just now really learning to walk by faith. I just use the Cadillac because that's where we got two Cadillacs. And you need to, you know, you might not have your faith is not there and to believe for a brand new one off the showroom for. Don't be ashamed of where you at in your faith life in the season of your life. We increase little by little. We go from faith to faith. So go, you know, don't be ashamed of where you at. And don't compare yourself with other people. You know, if you start walking this out, you're going to pass people up that got nice things. You know, before you know it, you're owning apartment complexes. But you got to learn the principles and don't be ashamed, all right, of where you at in Christ Jesus. That's the truth, man. I have here a photo description. You know, get a photo of something and put it down as, you know, as an option. That, you know, back in the day, they used to have vision boards. You know, just put a photo. You're like, you know, meditate on it and see yourself with it. You know, all right, so now. Photo description optional. A black 2017 Cadillac CTS, clean body, leather interior. Okay, well made. Alrighty, make sense? Alrighty. So now, the scripture you are standing on. What's the scripture you're standing on? Because you meditate on that scripture and see yourself with the thing that you ask God for. So that scripture becomes the source. Oh man, this is good, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Your scripture is the title deed to that car. Hey, glory to God. Faith is the title deed. Ooh, yeah, that makes sense. So that scripture becomes the word that will create the reality of that thing in the earth for you. God's going to manifest that word concerning that car that you're meditating on, that you believe that he's going to produce in your life. All right. So now, every prayer, a petition begins with the word. You find a scripture and you ask him for it because he has already promised to do it when you ask in faith, according to Mark 11:24. Just, you know, so primary scripture might be, this might be your primary scripture. This what time? What's my time? This is how you find your primary scripture. Your primary scripture is the scripture. This is the way I explain it. Is the scripture that makes your spirit do somersaults. Man, every time you read it, it does something to you on the inside. Well, that scripture is a baby kicking scripture. You know, I'm not a woman. I've never had a baby before. But they say they can feel the baby moving around and stuff like that. So it makes, for me, I call it, it makes my spirit do somersaults. Or it makes the popcorn pop. It just is something that makes me, every time I read it, I pray in tongues and I get happy. That's the scripture. That's that living scripture that's going to give you the answer to the prayer. It's called a rhema word. Sometimes he'll speak a rhema word. When I was going through my thing with my heart, I said, Lord, I need a scripture to stand on. I don't know what to speak. And he spoke it to me. He said, you have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. He didn't say Galatians 3:13. That scripture was spoken to me. So that's my foundational scripture I stand on. And I meditate on that thing. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And as I meditate on that scripture, more scriptures come on top of that scripture. So he's building a reality of my divine health and healing in Christ Jesus from that foundational scripture. When we started this ministry, he gave me a word to build it upon. Glory to God. Looking unto Jesus as the author and the finisher of your faith. And so now everything is built around that scripture that's causing a spiritual reality in our lives. So is that making sense to you? This is spiritual stuff. You got to catch this spiritually, not in your intellect, but down on your born again spirit. For people that understand and know how to walk in their spirit, man. Ooh, so people that understand and know how to walk in their spirit, man. So whatever things, additional supporting scripture, optional, or a lot of times it comes as you meditate on your primary scripture, other scriptures will come. You understand what I'm saying? So Psalms 37:4 might be another scripture that pops up. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you a desire of your heart. And this is one of my scriptures. Oh, glory to God. So I meditate. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I pray in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. You give me the desires of my heart, Lord. And you believe for that. Lord, I thank you for that black Cadillac. I thank you for that black 2017. I thank you, Lord. You are such a good God. Are you seeing it? So I'm worshiping him now every time I think about it. I ain't even prayed yet. I'm sorry, but I'm got ahead of myself. This is good stuff. Whew. Matthew 7:11 says, how much more will you, Father, glory to God, give good things to me who ask him? See, you got to personalize that scripture. Personalize that thing. Praise the Lord. Alrighty? So now you're ready for step one. You got your scriptures. You know what you want. So now you're ready for, step one. And remember, we meditated on that thing for a while. Sometimes you can meditate. Remember I talked about, I think I said this Sunday, prodigal son. He was fooling around with the pig slop. And he thought about what he was going to tell his father when he went back home. So he thought about what he was going to say to him. And then when he got into his presence, he said what he had meditated in his heart. Glory to God, I'm teaching good by the Holy Ghost today. This is how it work. This is how it work, man. If you want the intangibilities of this thing. Okay, let me move on. So step number one, believe that you will receive it when you ask, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's good to worship and thank God and get your heart prepared to ask. By praying and worshiping God for his goodness and for Jesus and all that he's done for you. So this takes some time to meditate and worship and praise God. You know, I remember when he was teaching me this process, I knew what I was going to ask, and I might just meditate on it for a couple of days. And then when I was like, okay, I'm ready to ask God for it. I'm charged up in my faith. All right. So now, next thing. You're ready for step number two. Ask. And this is just an example. Just pray from your heart. Don't get into all long, drawn-out prayers. Don't get really religious and deep as we talked in the first teaching. Something like this. And I just put my prayer position. So you put, Father, in the name of Jesus, and according to your word, I am asking you for a pre-owned black 2017 Cadillac CTS in excellent condition. I believe it is your will to supply all my needs and bless me with good things. I receive it now by faith in the name of Jesus. So then you put the date that you asked, that date, and then I like to put the time. I look at my watch, time. From that moment forward, I believe that I receive it. You're to believe that you receive it. What you've asked, according to Mark 11, 12, I got it. I got it. Why? That moment, God answered my prayer. This is the way it works. And so this is kind of like training wheels to school you in how to do it. You understand what I'm saying? No? Y'all know? Okay. All right. Praise God. All righty. Step three, say. Say what? Say thank you. Say it is so. So now the saying comes. You have to say it is so. You have to say thank you. So my Thanksgiving statement is, Father, I thank you for blessing me with my pre-owned. See, now you're saying you got it. I thank you for blessing me with my pre-owned black 2017 Cadillac CTS in excellent condition according to your word. Now the faith fight begins. The devil will try to bring thoughts, feelings, and problems to make you think it's not going to come to pass. You might have an old car and it just keep, you know, anyway, just things will start happening. This is where you must stand your ground in faith and refuse to let go of what you have already believed and received from God. And so now that's where your prayer journal comes back. You might think about it, you wake up in the morning and let the Spirit lead you spontaneously, you know, and you might just flip that thing open and just sit there and say, oh Lord, I thank you. Thank you that it's come to pass. Man, I can't wait to teach a little bit more. You'll have little faith symptoms and glimpses in your spirit. Alrighty. So now, on next Thursday, I will be sharing. Well, let me finish this. Closing statement. Stay in Thanksgiving, expectation, and obedience until manifestation shows up. The Holy Spirit may prompt you to pray again, meaning to pray Thanksgiving or prayers. And pray in the spirit and things of that nature. But now you enter into what's called warfare prayers. You may receive glimpses in your spirit, dreams and vision. God will give you tailor-made wisdom. That's important. And natural steps of action to take. So that's the phase you're in. That's the prayer fight. And he started leading, guiding you. And before you know it, that thing, you and that car meet up. Bam, there it is. Bam, there it is. The Holy Spirit will lead you to pray in the Spirit. Hey, son, blah, blah, blah. And you wonder why you're praying in the Spirit. Because there's a war going on, and you're not engaging in that war in the Spirit to get that manifestation in your life. So you got to get sensitive in the Spirit. So now, all right, on Thursday, I will be sharing some other stuff on it. This Sunday, my wife is going to be teaching. I'm looking forward to it. God bless you. I pray that you was blessed. This is a teaching you want to listen to over and over again. Let the Holy Spirit talk to you and show you how to do the practicals. I am preparing a workbook for this that's going to have that prayer, a petition and all that, but it's going to take me a little minute, but I'm going to have it. But in the meantime, we're going to keep talking about this. Amen. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to share your word today with your people. I thank you that revelation knowledge flow freely, unhindered, and unrestricted by any satanic forces. I bind every demonic principality and power that will try to stop, block, or hinder this word from taking root in a person's life. Let the teaching get to all the people you've ordained to hear it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Till next time.